An excellent idea, Master Kenobi, he said. Shall we? And with a shared grin, no further discussion needed, they leapt lightly over the edge of the balcony to land cushioned by the Force at a startled Ahsoka's feet. Your training lightsaber, Padawan, said Obi-Wan at his most polite, hand outstretched. And then, perhaps, you should find a safe place to stand. Clearly awed and excited, Ahsoka surrendered her training weapon. Then, with a cheeky glance at her master, she force-jumped up to the observation balcony. Tut-tut, said Obi-Wan. Such levity, Anakin. I wonder where she learned that bad habit. I can't imagine, Master, Anakin retorted, the old honorific slipping out. But it didn't feel wrong. It would never feel wrong. He unclipped the training lightsaber from his belt, powered it up, and let himself fall thoughtlessly, instinctively, into the prowling assessment that presaged every dueling bout. Eyes intent, that small smile lurking, Obi-Wan matched him step for step. Ready? Anakin nodded. Always. And their dance began. When Master Yoda told her she'd been apprenticed to Anakin Skywalker, Ahsoka didn't know whether to laugh or cry. No Jedi in the temple cast a longer shadow than Anakin. No other Jedi was surrounded by more rumor, more speculation. The tales of his exploits grew more lurid with each retelling. Everyone knew him, yet no one knew him at all. Except for Master Obi-Wan, of course. And he was as inscrutable, it seemed, as his legendary former Padawan.
The Chosen One? Ahsoka thought. The Chosen One is to be my master? Oh, no. That can't be right. There must be some mistake. They've got the wrong apprentice.
Except Venerable Yoda didn't make mistakes. So, heart in her mouth, terror bubbling in her blood, she'd traveled to Christophsis to meet the man who'd guide her to Jedi knighthood. One way and another, they'd had an interesting time. He was more human than she'd been expecting, pretty much as brilliant and as volatile, more impatient, yet somehow more tolerant. All right, she'd skated pretty close to the edge a few times, asked for the reprimands he'd given her. That had been nerves, the desire to impress him, show him he'd landed himself the right apprentice. But she hadn't acquitted herself too badly, all in all. At least he hadn't seemed disappointed, hadn't run straight to Yoda on their return to the temple and demanded another Padawan, any Padawan, just to get Ahsoka out of my sight. So, it looked like they were together for the long haul. A proper team, Master and Padawan, fighting the good fight side by side. Standing tippy-toe on the observation balcony, peering over the railing to the Jedi below, she felt in herself an unbecoming envy. I'll never handle a lightsaber as well as they do, she thought, even if I train 20 hours a day. In some strange kind of Jedi alchemy, other Padawans and Jedi Knights were drifting to the dojo, joining her on the balcony to watch Master Obi-Wan and Master Anakin play as they dueled each other in the demanding Ataru Form 4. And it was play, even though they were deadly serious. Watching her mentor force leap over Master Obi-Wan's head, graceful as a Tarchalian gazelle, she wondered if he thought about what had happened on Geonosis, about nearly dying. It had happened once. It could happen again. Was he afraid? If so, he never showed it.
Will I ever be that brave? She thought. I hope so. I can't imagine it.
She wondered if he thought about the part of himself that was machine, not man. If she hadn't known his right hand and forearm were made of metal instead of flesh, she would never have suspected it. Nothing in the way he carried himself suggested he was no longer whole. A Jedi could sense the Force in a lightsaber's crystal, sense the amplification of power, that barely controlled catastrophe of potential. A Jedi became one with it, formed a living link with the Force as it flowed through and through the rare prism. So how did it feel to have that link interrupted by a prosthetic hand? What was it like for a Jedi to lose part of his incredible living connection to the Force? I want to ask him, she considered. I don't think I can.